My message today, I was like after Tuesday, really, it just carried me through the week. It was just so amazing. But the song that has been on my heart this week, you know how God gives you a song in the morning and he gives you a song sometimes when you go to bed, and sometimes Clive's singing an old song, and I said, "Where did that come from?" And he said, "I don't know." And I said, we need to pray that, because, you know, God gives us these old songs. I love the old songs today. It was beautiful. You know, it's just, and God is the healer. And the song that God's been giving me is "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord." And then when Shane started singing that, I'm going, "Yes! Yes! Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, that I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up." And I just feel that's my prayer for this year. So really my message is to open the eyes of our hearts. And we're going to go to Ephesians 1. This is New King James from 17. And this is Paul praying. And it's my favourite scripture, but I'm going to talk about it today. Wow. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding, well, being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of his in the saints." We're all full of the glory of God, and he wants to open our hearts. "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power." His power towards us. We, our minds, the enemy just absolutely comes and just pushes down the light, and for us to know the fullness of the glory of God, where God wants to enlighten our eyes to see who he is. He's high and lifted up. He's the glorious one. He is one that we have to worship. He is the one that we have to. We're seated with him in heavenly places, and God said, "I want to take you higher," but he wants to open your eyes. The enemy brings so much of feeling of failure and disappointment and discouragement. And I just feel God saying, let's put the past behind us today. And we're going to pray this prayer at the end, that our eyes may be enlightened, that the heart of our eyes, that he will put a self, wow, we're going to see him. We're going to see what he wants us to see and not what the enemy is wanting us to see. We get discouraged so easy. I mean, I work with Christians. I move amongst you. And some, I love being, you know, I'm with Liz and I'm on fire. And she brings the scriptures alive. She enlightens me with the words. And then you're with other and it's like, oh, and you have to shake it off. I mean, we have to have an ear to help people. But we have to bring them that their eyes are enlightened to what God is doing in this hour. Wow. This is the year, and Clive says, don't you say it. This is the year of perfect vision. 2020. Clive says, don't say it. It's on every prophetic word. But we said it, Clive. Perfect vision 2020. Yes. Let's claim it. Hallelujah. You know, and I just know that we need real discernment. He's going to laugh right through now. I can just feel it. Pardon? The laughter's good. Joy of the give him more. More, Lord. More, Lord. But this is the year that we need more discernment than we've ever had before. I was watching this man that was a warlock and used to talk to Satan and was right into it. And he's gloriously saved. But he says the church, they're not taught about what the enemy can do, that we're on guard because God's equipped us with everything. We've got the sword of the Spirit. We can put the armor of God on. But most of all, we've got the blood. We've got the cross, the power of the anointing of his presence. Wow. Amen. But we have to discern the enemy. Like there was the fires in Australia. It just grieves me. But there was one picture that went up, and you saw a photo of Satan in the flames, and he's laughing. But God is going to restore Australia, and they're going to be on fire for the kingdom of God. Well, but we've got to know the times and the seasons we're in, and we've got to be where our eyes are so enlightened in how to pray and how to break through and to know. I believe when we have the glory of his presence, we know when something's not right. Like there was a speaker that is world known, and anyway, we went to a conference overseas, and I said, and Clyde said, go forward, he wants to pray for the pastors. And I said, I don't want that man to touch me, because God had enlightened my eyes to the things that were within him, and I didn't want him to touch me with what the sin he was in. Well, he has been exposed, and it has come out into the open, but we're to pray for these ones that fall, because there's going to be so many more. And I've heard another one of a great world teacher, preacher, and he's fallen. And it's like we have to discern and know what is around us. But discern for our own life. I just say, God, I just want to be so right in you. I don't want any fear. I don't want any guilt, shame, or anything on me. I want to get so close to you. I want my eyes to be enlightened. I want to move in wisdom and of revelation. There's a new wisdom, a new revelation that God is imparting in this hour. And wow, when the eyes of our hearts are enlightened, we're going to know him. We're going to see him. You know, it says that we're seated with him in heavenly places. And, you know, I don't know, but you can just go there. I visualize it. I see. This is me. Okay, I'm just sharing. And I say, Lord, you said we're seated with you in heavenly places. So I want to shut my eyes. And I want to go up to you, and I want to sit with you, and I want to be with you, and I want you to enlighten me. I want you to tell me the truth. The Holy Spirit said, I will guide you in all truth. Whoa. I want to have understanding of what's happening. I want to have understanding of what I'm to do next. I want to know the purposes of the kingdom of God. So, you know, that might be a key for you. But I just say, and I don't float around in the heavens, and I don't like these other people, but I just go there, and God gives me vision or a dream or something, you know, to enlighten me of what he wants. And when I had this open the eyes of your heart, I did this again, and I said, God, I just want to be seated. I feel I need to share something else. And he says, yes, I want you to share from, and I'm just going to read it to you, but this is from God when I was waiting on him, and it's about Elisha. And you know, it's in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 14. Therefore he sent horses, this is the enemy, sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. So you imagine that, you go out, you've got the whole enemy, everything against you, and you can see the army coming to kill you, and there's just so many of them. But God says, and he said, alas, my master, he said to Elisha, what shall we do? So he answered, and this is what Clive said, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So, and that's what I got last night when I just said, Lord, I want to be seated. I saw the chariots of fire coming and the fire of God. And I just know that God is saying, as you trust and do not fear what the enemy says he's going to do, but trust. There's chariots of fire. There's the angelic realm that is there to help you. And if you don't believe in angels, I'm sorry for you, but the angels help you. We don't talk to angels, but they're there. And when we ask God to send them, they look after our children. I say, God, my grandchildren aren't in a good place. Can you send the angels? Can you protect them? Can you stop them drinking alcohol? Can you help? You know, and it's like God saying, in this day and in this time for 2020 to have a clear vision, he wants us to, open our eyes to see what is coming next and what God's going to do. We're in the most exciting time. And, you know, I said to Clive, everybody's preaching on, I will do a new thing, don't you perceive it, you know. And I'm going, I won't go there. But that is true, you know, because Jesus is new every day. But this is a season that we've never been in before. And I believe God is preparing his bride that we may, that our eyes of our hearts may be opened to see him in all his beauty and all his glory and all that we may truly fall in love with him even more than we've ever done before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoa. Whoa. I feel that's for a lot of people about he's going to show you things and not to look at the negative. You know, I look at my family and like we were with one family on Sunday, on the Christmas Day, and you know, we have the first course, and then they drink, and I'm going, when do we have the dessert? But they're downing the drinks, and I'm going, I didn't know they drank so much, you know, and so I was getting discouraged, and I was, you know, and I'm thinking, no, we can still bring the presence of God, you know, and it's like, don't look where they're at, but see the picture, because God said that your whole house will be saved. And the prodigals are going to come home this year. So hang in there like you've never done before. I also, like the story of David and Goliath, you know, a little young man comes, he's got red hair, he's little, petite, and everybody else is saying, oh, we can't hit this giant, he can't kill him. But David had been with the Lord. David had worshipped him. David knew. And so he had, his eyes of his heart was enlightened that he was the one. Wow. God showed me. He believed. He believed what God was going to do. And what did he take? 5 little stones. And he put them in a sling, and the sling went round and round, and one little stone went up in the air, and the giant came tumbling down. I remember those songs at Sunday school. But you just think, he didn't think, I mean, they were going to put Saul's armour on him, and he was, I don't need that. And his brothers scoffed at him, every brother. And I just feel God is saying, and holy is he. What he gives you when you sit with him in heavenly places and he shows you the outcome of what's going to happen, believe it and be like David and say, no, even though this man is, 10 feet tall and I am 4'4", I know that God is with me because he's opened my heart and I know that the stone and how it landed just right in the right place. One little stone. And he was able to conquer by chopping the head of the enemy. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to chop the head of the enemy. But God is saying, let your imagination of your heart be open to the things of what God is saying. Whoa. And I just feel the Lord saying, enough is enough. Some of you have been put up with a lot. Things are changing. And I've got here, don't be weighed down with your circumstances. Let the eyes of your heart be enlightened. Set your mind on things above. You know, and we're to say, I will set no wicked thing before me. See, that's what we've got to watch. If we are going to be enlightened, we have to live the ways that God wants us. And in Psalm 101 and 3, I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. Psalm 119:37. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. It's got to be our prayer. Don't watch anything. You know, there's some ads that come on. I just turn them over. Things are getting worse. And God doesn't want our eye gate to be filled with rubbish and on TV and on Facebook and whatever. And our last scripture I've got, I love this one, Matthew 6:22. Well, there's anointing up here. There's angels behind me. Woo! Holy. Matthew 6:22, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. Isn't that amazing? Whew. So we don't look at anything. Holy. Lord, I just pray that what we have watched and has gone into our eye gate and into our mind. See, you know, what you watch and what you see. When you read the Word of God, it's like a light, it's a lamp. But when you watch things that go into your eyes, sometimes there's a memory. And I just feel God saying, I want to lift off everything that has been of darkness. Sometimes it's even shocking, all that. And we just want to break that off in Jesus' name. But God wants us to get into the light of the glory. And Father, we just pray that anywhere where the enemy has come in, that we've watched things that haven't been of you. Lord, I pray that you wash our minds now with the blood of Jesus. I pray even in our subconscious mind, things that we've seen years ago that we forgot, that you will just cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel there's somebody here that's seen an accident or something horrific and it still haunts you. You know, it's of somebody else or it could have been you're in it, but I feel it's like you've seen an accident or seen something that has brought tremendous fear that it even gives you fear when you're driving and out there. And I feel there's two of you, and I just want to lift that off you today because God is looking after you. And, Lord, every impression, everything that people have seen that has been horrific to them, I pray that you lift it off in the mighty name of Jesus. See, God doesn't want you to carry that. And listen, and also I have a family member that is so negative. And it honestly takes me an hour to get out from under it. And if you have someone that keeps putting stuff on you that takes the light out of you, the glory, just shake it off And when you're talking to them, try and get goodness through. I have a hard job. This person, and she, there's so many that sicknesses, and oh, that's in the family. That'll you'll get that, Trish. Oh, that'll be yes, you'll get it. That'll be, and it does affect you. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. And I'm just saying this because God, they're not walking with Jesus. God has us. And, you know, even what the doctors have said over us, let it be lifted off because God is the healer. I believe he's going to enlighten our eyes to see how our bodies are being healed in Jesus' name. I said to Clive, let this be the year of miracles and healings. Let our eyes be enlightened to what Jesus does. What? He did it on the cross. Healing belongs to us. There's too much sickness in the church. I'm not having any more surgeries. My knee's being healed in Jesus' name. I see me running and leaping and praising God. Our eyes to be enlightened to the things of the Spirit. That was my eyes and my heart were enlightened, and I saw it all in the Spirit. See, when I'm prophesying, I'm seeing it in the Spirit. It's in the Spirit. It's in that spirit realm. And people say, "What did you prophesy over me?" And I said, "I haven't got a clue," because I'm in there. Yes, it's hard. No, it's not hard. God wants us to see what he sees. Do you see what I see? Is that a children's song? Where did that come from? But it's like that's where we're coming into. Do you believe it? Come on, get excited about it. We're going to pray this prayer at the end that our eyes will be enlightened. He wants us to see what he sees. If he sees a hurting person, he will show you that hurting person. If God says there's a person there that's got a broken heart, and it doesn't matter if it's Chartwell, doesn't matter where, you know, all you need to say is, Jesus really loves you. Amen. You know, I'm in a shop quite often, but it was out at the base, not Chartwell. And this lady was going, everything's happened to me, I don't know, and I, you know, my ankles are sore. And I said, do you know, Jesus wants to bless you. I said, Jesus wants to heal. And she went, oh, the first person I've had, whoa, what are you talking about? You know, I could feel it. But then it started to soak into her because my heart was Jesus' heart. And I said, you can bless your ankle. I won't pray for you because I know that would be too far. You know, you would find that hard. But I said, you can bless your ankle. And she said, I'll do that. And that was the heart and heart. But when you do what he does, he will see what I see. Yeah. So I just feel, you know, we have to be willing to set our earthly mind on heavenly things, which are the things of the Holy Spirit. Are we willing to let go of the past today and release our minds to heavenly thinking? It's just like, God, I want the past over. I want to come in and my eyes to be enlightened. Are you willing? This is one of the keys. Are you willing, well, to sit with Jesus and learn from him? He's the master. He's the master. But this is what God says. You know, we can pray this prayer, but if we're not willing to sit with him, if we're not willing to be with him, if we're not willing to read the word, because the word of God enlightens our hearts. Well, are you willing to set aside time to be with him? Sometimes if I don't, God catches up with me. Sometimes I get so busy in the daytime, and then at night at 2, I can't sleep, and I'm going, why am I awake? And he said, well, you haven't spent any time with me. I want to talk to you. I want to tell you things. And I'm going, okay, who does that happen to? There's quite a few. And it's like, don't be busy in the daytime, but set aside time. I might even be in coffee club and I'm having coffee by myself. And I just say, Holy Spirit, come. I want to see what you see. I want the eyes to be opened. I want to see people. Because, you know, sometimes you think, oh, look at her done up like a bag of chips. And you think, look at her. And then God shows you her heart, which is rejection, hurt, pain. So I just feel this morning God wants to unclutter our minds and remove blockages. Whatever blockage that, you know, it could be failure, it could be unbelief, it could be something, but let it go. Unforgiveness, rejection, could be an addiction that you're in. I got a box of licorice and I thought, I'm only going to have one piece a day. And then I'd go past the cupboard and the licorice would say, here I am, Trish. So I got cluttered up with licorice. And I knew it was bad for me because it gives me inflammation. But that piece of licorice called me and called me to that cupboard. And anyway, I'm not going to buy any more. That's what I have to do. Clive just goes and has one piece and I said, that all you're having? I've had three. But he's disciplined. There's still a lot of uncluttering for me. Marcy, you're frowning. It's lovely. Do you feel sympathy? She's saying, oh, poor Trish. Hallelujah. But he wants to remove anything from us. Hey, you know, do you put yourself down? I like David. When he had an encounter with God, he didn't put himself down. Everybody else put him down. Is that true? Everybody else put him down. I love the story of David because it speaks to me. His brothers think, who do you think you are? The whole lot of them. Who do you think you are? You're ruddy face. You've got red hair. Red hair's in now, but then it wasn't. Who do you really think you are, David? But he knew God and his eyes of his heart was enlivened to the power and the anointing of God. So unclutter. Let our hearts be truly his. I love what Shane did on Tuesday night. God, I surrender everything. And God came. I give you all. I just want to be a vessel for you. You know, he's anointed each one of you for such amazing things in the kingdom of God. And as your heart has been enlightened, he will show you even more things that you did not know that you could do. But see, God, what did God send us out? What did he say? Heal the brokenhearted. Set the captives free. Preach the good news. Raise the leprous ones up. And open the doors to the ones that are hurting. This is for all of us. I mean, I really believe all of you could preach far better than what I can, but I'm up here. I'm it. So I'm doing my best. But God is saying, I've anointed. What have I got? So can we put that scripture up, please? Ephesians 1, 17 to 19. But, you know, and it's to have a heart of flesh, not a hard heart. You know, we get hurt and our heart. I remember being in Toronto and Heidi was preaching on having a heart of flesh. And I'm going, oh, my heart's pretty good. You know, just conceited. And then the Holy Spirit came on me and he broke me. And I was on the floor and I cried for 2 hours. And I said, God, I want a heart like yours. I want to be so broken that I may learn of you. That I, any of the things of the old, I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be someone that's filled with the glory of his presence. Can we have that song again, Open Our Eyes of a Heart? But we'll just pray this. I just want you to stand. So can you personalize that? Glory, may give to me. So when we get to, like, give to you, you just say me. So you can personalize it. So I want you to receive it. Father, I just pray. Father, you gave me this message today. And Lord, we want to be like, as Elisha prayed for that servant, his eyes were opened. And Father, I to pray today that your word is so living and so on power. And Father, I pray today as we pray this prayer that Paul said, Lord, will really open up the things in the spirit that we may see you, that we may have revelation and wisdom, that we may walk in a new way, that, Lord, all of the past is gone in Jesus' name. So let's try it with that. Yeah, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, I just want you to do that again so you don't have to think, but just allow that. Lord, I pray that you put a new eye salve on our eyes. Lord, I pray that people will become seers in the anointing of God, that our hearts will be opened to you in every possible way. And Lord, as you do this, that you will open the scriptures to people as they read it. You will give them new dreams and you will give them new visions. So let's go, let's just believe, get excited that this is the Holy Spirit is imparting this to you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.